AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Okay, C'est welcome back.
Okay, hold on. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
Welcome back to Shame on Me. I am Janet.
And I am Jimmy, and I am full of shame today.
Wow. I just got to say, before you talk about your shame, what an intro. What a fucking intro.
I don't know if anybody's going to be able to identify this, but that was live.
That was live. That was no one would ever
straight
know.
Straight live. The tune was pre-prepped. but yeah, the actual performance was
live
straight
performance.
Up live.
Right from Jimmy's mouth to your ears.
Yeah, and I think the best part is that we really get to launch into some things that I'm ashamed of away.
Yep, we do.
That have impacted the podcast.
Yeah, really impacted the podcast.
Yeah, one thing that we all need to know is that Janet, almost said your name, which
Ooh,
is Janet.
Of course.
Janet lives... Oh my God, so far away.
So far.
Just like is the reward, the benefit of owning land worth this?
Yeah. Well, it has to be because that's where we're at right now. For me anyway.
It's a tough place to be.
Yeah.
Literally. But it's a nice neighborhood other than all the
What are you gonna say? What are you gonna say?
School zones. but yeah, I got to Janet's place.
Yep.
Looked in the back of my car.
Yep.
No microphone.
Correct.
Yeah. And I had Hannah.
You had Hannah, yeah.
No microphone.
Rue was excited.
Rue was so excited
she was
today.
In,
like
she
happiest
was in a good
and
mood.
And most like curious and playful that I've ever seen her.
She's been a good girl.
Yeah. But back to me.
Back to you.
This happens to me not often, but also too much.
Yeah. Well, and
does
then,
this ever happen to you?
Well, I was going to finish the story, but we can go off on this instead. It's fine. I was just going to say
Follow
we tried to record with one mic and it sounded really bad.
Yeah.
So you just turned around and went home, which was another half hour or whatever.
Yeah.
And now we're recording virtually, which we've never done before.
It's really exciting. I'm really interested to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It'll be better
it, like,
or
it
worse.
It sounds like we're talking normally now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Do
I
forget things
like
all
forgetting,
the time?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm scared of it happening. That's like a fear I have.
Yeah, I believe that that's a fear that you have. That's super believable. I imagine that you take a lot of precautions to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Which probably stems from it happening or somebody doing that around you.
Yeah, probably. Just like, and just all the anxiety, you know?
Yeah. What's your core memory of forgetting something?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I always am like really scared I'm going to do it with work. That I'm going to go somewhere where we like need something and I'm going to have forgotten it.
I do that a lot. Too often, really.
Yeah, that's true.
But never like, well, yeah, like, okay. I guess if you don't have any times to recall, you keep thinking about
I'll,
it.
I'll keep thinking.
So work related, I will forget like surveys or slides.
Right.
Often.
Yes.
And then one time I forgot. So a lot of times I forget to bring a bag home with me.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yes, that happens
like when you
frequently.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry.
Not a technical difficulty,
no,
just a
just
human error.
Me glitching. Back to you.
Yeah. There was the, so yeah, even when you were picking me up from the mechanic,
yep,
I had forgotten the bag that I was supposed to bring
right
home. So that was also, that added a little stress to that situation.
Yes. Yeah.
There was that time I forgot my computer.
Right. And this is that the thing. Good. It's like, those are things that are not great to forget. But if we forgot everything except for our laptops, we would make it up. We'd be fine. You know, like, we'd get through
yeah.
it. It wouldn't be great, but we would get through it. But my yeah. fear is, like, forgetting laptops. Because then
and
we're like...
And that's the thing. I did that.
Right.
And
but I had mine,
great.
Luckily.
Yeah, that was helpful. We would have really been screwed. Well, honestly, you could probably get through a lot. Like, you just, like, call somebody, be like, hey, I need you to email this presentation
true.
To somebody.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
you get them to email it to a teacher or something.
Yeah, as much as, like, we have anxiety and fears around these things, I don't think any of it's that serious.
Mm, fair. That is fair. It wouldn't feel that way for me in the moment. Also, starting soon, there will be no backup. I will be the sole person responsible for everything.
I'm actually not done talking about
forgetting my goodness. Okay.
Critical things.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
One time I met up with a friend to go rock climbing outside after work.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to the crag and got to the... Open up the trunk of the car and, yep, just didn't bring any of my gear. Just nothing.
Nothing.
So we ended up going rock climbing in the town nearby.
Okay.
Also outdoors related, one time went hiking with some people. Forgot my hiking shoes.
Okay. That's
and
a
so
bummer.
I got to wear somebody's, like, sandals.
Right.
Well, I forget. They weren't sandals, but, like, I wore somebody else's shoes.
Because... Your shoes were not gonna cut it, whatever you were wearing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure there have been, like, so many more times just, like, forgetting that really critical thing.
I sometimes forget a poop bag when I walk Rue.
Wow. Yeah. That is.
And then.
So on par.
And then I have usually a bag of treats in my pocket. So if I forget the poop bag, then I have to dump out the treats and use the treat bag to pick up the poop.
Do you mean you dump out the treats on the ground or
no.
you dump out your treats into, like, your hand or another pocket?
Usually, like, if I have, like, a tissue in my pocket, I'll, like, dump them into the tissue and wrap them up and leave them in my pocket.
Are you one of those people who carries tissues in their pockets?
Did you not know this about me? Every pocket
no.
in every item of clothing I own that has a pocket has tissues in it.
How often are you washing tissues accidentally?
You know what? Not as often as you might think. I try to
you
be
know,
good about it.
Not as often as I might think, but also based on the conversation that we're having, potentially not often is as often I would think.
Oh, okay.
Because you'd be like, oh my gosh, I washed a tissue again.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. I always got to check my pants.
I do. I would.
AI agents are everywhere. Automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Say once a month. Is probably where I'm at.
Oh, that's more often than I would think.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I try to check my pockets of all my items of clothing before I put them in the laundry basket. So it's, like, already done. That's my...
Yeah.
It doesn't always work, but...
And, like, that's the Virgo rising coming out.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, You can live with both things. You can have
yes.
tissues and you can avoid having tissues in your wash.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I have to blow my nose all the time. I need tissues with me all the time.
That sparked something for me.
Oh, okay.
Blowing your nose all the time.
Yes.
Because I'm very aware of when people are sick.
Yes, you are very aware.
And I'm never really aware of you blowing your nose all the time.
Well, it probably is just becoming like a background noise to you.
But like I feel like I have a Pavlovian response to people blowing their nose or something.
It's did like, you not see at the beginning of this call when we were like doing all our tests and stuff, I was blowing my nose.
I think my attention was diverted away from watching all of your moves.
Okay. Maybe it's worse at certain times of year. Like right now is probably the least bad it will ever be. Because
wow. English major.
Yeah. I'm sticking with it. Because it's not that cold, but it's not allergy season. When it's cold, I'm always blowing my nose. And then as soon as like June hits, I'm always blowing my nose. So there's really very little time during the year that I'm not. But apparently, I think
why
it's a genetic
thing.
Why are
you blowing your nose in June?
Allergies start.
Oh.
Yeah. But I have like my great aunts the same way. I think it's like a genetic thing.
I would have assumed you'd say like everybody in my family is the same, not just like my distant relative.
She's not distant, A. B.
She's an aunt once removed.
Well, it's basically a grandma.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Great aunt is your grandma's sister.
How close, like, how much time do you spend with your extended family?
Well, some of them don't live here, so not very much, but a decent amount of time. I'm pretty close to my extended family.
Okay, here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go to a friend's wedding in town?
Okay.
When I don't even think they're going to be having like a dance or something.
Oh. So what's it? What's going
to
happen?
Or should I travel to Saskatchewan to go to my cousin's wedding where like all of my family will be there because they're the same weekend?
Do you actually want me to give you what I think you should do?
Well, I think I know what I'm going to do.
Okay, because I think I have a strong opinion on what you should do.
Oh, my God.
But do you want it is the question.
Well, let me try to predict your opinion.
Okay.
You should go to your family, your cousin's wedding.
Yeah.
You dumbass.
Yeah. That's basically
like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah, that's
but what if I got
it.
Invited to my friend's wedding before my cousin's wedding?
I don't think that matters.
What if this friend is like the only friend that I actually have had for like the past 10 years consistently?
I thought you were just going to end it before you said consistently. Oh my goodness. Okay,
honestly,
let's try again. I'm going to try my words again. I thought you were going to end the sentence before you said consistently. And I was like, that's a fucking lie. You have friends. But I see what you're saying. So I'll take it.
I thought you were saying, like, that's really depressing. You should never say those things out loud.
That's too sad to say out loud.
Whoa.
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 Uncomfortable. No, I mean, you're going to do what you want to do.
Why do you think I wouldn't go to my cousin's wedding and go to the friend's wedding?
No,
like,
no,
what
I'm
do
not
you
saying
think my reasons are.
Well, no, I'm not saying that that's what I think you're going to do. I'm just saying that you're going to do what you want to do. Or like what
well,
you're
obvious. Well, maybe
going to do.
I try to do the things that I want to do, but obviously there are lots of times where I do the things that I don't want to do because I don't feel like I have the option.
True. I think you might choose to go to your friend's wedding because that's more what you want to do. And just as you said, we try to do the things we want to do to like respect ourselves. But then there's the whole like family side of it.
Yeah, I am coming at it from like a, if I get married, I would be like, I would want the people that I'm choosing to be there to be there.
Yeah.
Where like family is like family.
Like, that's interesting. So
I don't know if my family's bringing the party to my wedding, but I would be really sad if like the friends that I invited to my wedding are like, oh, sorry, got other plans that weekend. And
that makes
you're
sense.
Clearly not fun enough for me to
right
to sacrifice those plans for.
So if you were, it was literally this situation, you were getting married, this friend was like, my cousin is also getting married that weekend, would you be you might have feelings about it, but would you like hold it against them, or would you have like direct feelings toward them that they chose to go to their cousin's wedding over your wedding?
They would be dead to me.
Okay, no. Right. Of course. Appropriate response.
Like, I'd be like sad and disappointed, yeah. Right? But like, and like, I think it would trigger some of those like, oh, I just want to be chosen.
Right.
Kind of
yes.
Things. So granted, I'm probably projecting.
Yeah. Fair.
Which, what a common experience.
Shame. Can you talk to your friend about this situation?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, I don't know.
Like, I think like, well, like with all my family and nephews at the family wedding, that really like I think my friend would also go to a family wedding,
right,
just to like see like his small children.
Yeah.
Family members.
Yeah. That is fair. Yeah, it's a tricky one though. I see what you're saying.
But why do people have to get married on the same weekend?
I know. I have a couple people who are not coming to my wedding because they have friends getting married the same weekend. I'm like, okay.
If I was ever invited to, say, your wedding, that would be my biggest priority. Oh, also, shame on you for not inviting me to your wedding.
So this is the thing. This was bringing it up. There's a chance that I'll have space for you and Dredd. Oh, Dredd's not here, by the way. Is anyone surprised? No. There's a chance.
Are we even speaking to anybody? Can they be surprised? if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to be surprised by it falling, is Dredd here? I don't know.
I don't know. There's a chance that I'd have space for you. But now my anxiety is like, man, if I invite them, am I being a pick me?
Oh my God. Go on.
You know, like, I'm like, what if it's more just this like bit and it's like kind of a joke? And like, not in the way that I'm actively thinking you don't want to come to the wedding, but more in the way that if you actually got invited, you'd be like, I don't actually think this is something I was really, really wanting to do. And then I'd feel like pressured, like that I was pressuring you guys to come to the wedding. And then I would be really embarrassed if you didn't come to the wedding. So that's the journey that's happening for me right now.
There's like some sensitivity there where it's like... that makes a lot of sense because you're always like, it's not like you guys would even come. Yeah. Like you can't convince me that you actually want to come to this wedding because I'm this close to inviting you to this wedding, and it's only this anxiety that you don't actually want to be there.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at. With
this. I have never been more serious about wanting to walk you down the aisle.
Okay, well, that's off the table.
Like, that's not a bit.
That is off the table.
Who's walking you down the aisle?
I haven't asked the person yet, so I don't necessarily want to say it.
That, technically, I fit within that criteria.
Can you imagine? Can you actually imagine? I came up with, like, a whole, like, promposal, like, scenario.
Will you? I don't think we've got the right height going on.
No, it would be
far too tall.
Yeah, it would be a whole thing. That's gonna be one thing, is that like, I have thought about it. Stefan's brothers are pretty short and his best man is pretty tall. So it's gonna be like a really interesting visual dynamic going on at the wedding.
Are you going to get stools?
Just lifts in the shoes.
Are you going to try to break that guy's knees first?
Yeah, you have to kneel. You have to kneel during the ceremony.
On at a person's wedding,
yes,
nobody else is allowed to wear white and no one's allowed to be taller than the groom.
That is a hilarious rule. That is so funny. Yeah. I like it a lot. So people would just literally have to be like scooting around on their knees.
Yeah. And like, I know you, like, this will be a nice thought experiment because it won't ever affect you being taller than somebody else.
Okay. Well, that's whatever.
But if you
that's
had fine. To be on your knees for an entire wedding, do you think you would do it? Like, how do you think you would manage that?
I don't think I would have a good time. I don't think I would stay very long.
Have you ever done that thing where you like kneel on your shoes
and shoes?
Then you tie your shoes around your
I think you'd have to do that. Your knees would get so sore.
But it's arguably very uncomfortable to do that.
True. You'd have to do something. Maybe you just slide around on like towels.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking of a multi-pronged approach where the shoes, kneeling on the shoes, very good for pictures.
Yes, yes.
But I would probably also cut out the back of the shoe because that...
Okay.
It makes it a little difficult. And yes. I think that would be uncomfortable on the shin.
Yep.
Are we just burping a lot? Yeah. You keep turning away.
I'm burping a bunch. I don't know what's wrong with me.
So you have the shoes for the pictures.
Yes.
And then for the dancing or like, you know, when you're somewhere with hard ground.
Yeah.
I would have like one of those rolly things that you would have in gym.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want to be like, if I was going to be on my knees for a while, I'd get knee pads.
Yes.
But I don't think that's the long-term solution.
We're adding an extra dynamic to this as well because all the guests have to go up a chairlift to get up.
Okay.
And then they have to go down like a pretty gravelly path to get to the ceremony site.
Wait. Oh, okay. I was like, wait, they get to go up the chairlift, but they have to walk down the mountain?
Yeah, they have to walk down.
Chairlift.
Everyone just gets
leg.
To the cocktail hour and they're just sweating and just dying.
It's probably going to be hot anyway.
I think it will be, yeah. I hope so.
And really warm.
Knock on wood. I don't know what I was going to say, but that's where I'm at with inviting you and Dredd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we can take that into consideration. Okay. And like make it known that we're very serious.
I don't know if Dredd is as serious.
Dredd, that just defines Dredd.
Yeah,
that
that's,
is just
that's true. That's fair.
Okay. This might be rude.
Oh,
I don't think it's rude.
Oh, I'm ready.
But I'm curious.
Oh,
what about
sorry.
Dredd makes you want to invite Dredd to your wedding?
What about Dredd makes me want to invite Dredd to
like,
my wedding?
I know why I get to be invited to the wedding. We spend all of our time together. We have a podcast.
We do. It's true.
Dredd famously or infamously chooses not to be a part of the podcast. They famously wanted to be a part of the podcast and actively choose to not be a
That's
part of the
true.
Podcast.
That's true. I like Dredd. In spite of the podcast issues we are having.
Okay, if we didn't have a podcast and if we didn't spend every single day working together, do you like me enough to invite me to your wedding?
Well, that's a weird...
I don't think so.
That's a weird question because, like, I don't... Like, how would I know you? Like, how would... You know?
Well, I would be sitting beside you.
I see what you're saying.
Doing a different job.
That's fair.
Having as much time to interact with you as you have to interact with Dredd, okay. Apparently.
Well, that's a tricky comparison because you're difficult to get along with.
I'm affable.
I'm fucking affable. Dredd and I have known each other for like 2 years.
Well, you've known me for 1 year.
Yeah, it's true. I'm going to need to get a charger. My computer's going to die. Anyways. Yeah, I like Dredd. That's mostly what I have
like
to say.
Dredd.
Yeah.
Do you think you want Dredd's approval?
Probably. Dredd is much cooler. Cool. Dredd is so much cooler than me.
Okay, I thought you were going to say cooler than us. And I was like, listen, I understand that I just said that Dredd is cool, but come on.
I don't want to put that on you, you know, make that decision
you
for
don't,
you.
I don't think you want to say it out loud.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Can you vamp for 30 seconds while I go get my charger?
Probably not. I think we just cut it out.
Okay. But I could hear you saying, ah, when I ran upstairs. I liked it. Okay, this is where we're restarting.
I have solid in my mouth.
Okay, I'll vamp. I don't know. I got to talk to Stefan about it. Before I...
Does Stefan not like me?
Well, he's on the fence. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Honestly, a very reasonable thing to be about me in general.
Most people's feeling about you.
Mm-hmm.
I was realizing, though...
Like, if I'm lucky.
True. True. I was realizing that, like, I did invite you guys to the Bachelorette, and you're not invited to the wedding, which could be a weird choice.
Ooh, that's a lot of burping going on in different ways. It all makes sense.
Okay.
Like, as much as you liked Dredd a year ago, you didn't like Dredd enough. Okay, this is where my win comes from.
Okay.
When you're making the decision to invite people to the wedding.
Yes.
You had known Dredd for a year.
Yes.
At the point where you've known me for a year.
Yes.
You're like, I should invite, invite him to the wedding. I don't think we need any response. Okay. I think that's just cut and dry. Okay. That's what I need to take away from the situation, and I'm happy.
Okay. I'll let you have that.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that, like, we do spend more time
together. No, I don't think we need to. I don't think.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. I was with a friend last night. And she was asking.
We're having more fun together.
What?
I said we do spend more time together. Yeah. And we are more fun together.
We're fun. I was hanging out with a friend last night, and she was asking how the podcast was doing. And she was very impressed that we had been recording. She was like, I kind of expected you to do like a couple episodes and then lose interest. And I was like, no, we're in it for the long haul. Going for 100, baby. This is number 10.
Going for 100.
I don't know.
Okay. No, I'm in. Like, that was literally a topic on the podcast a while ago.
Okay. I don't remember that.
Of how I thought you were not going to be into it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And you thought I wasn't going to be into it.
Yes, that's right. And then my friend was like, so, like, who's producing it? And I was like, let me tell you. And then I was telling her about Dredd, and she was like, okay, so, and I was like, she doesn't do much. And she's like, so she edits it and stuff? And I was like, nope. And then she was like, so she's like not a part of it. And I was like, she's a bit at this point.
Honestly, she is a bit. Like, we've talked so much about Dredd.
And she did make us an Instagram page that has nothing posted on it. So
she's got those ideas, got no follow through.
But she's legendary on the podcast at this point.
I wonder how our listeners feel about it.
Yeah, no one's listening.
They're
though.
Like, get over it. Yeah. Exactly. No one's listening.
No one's listening. What did you do yesterday? It's Saturday today, which means less weekend to talk about, but.
That's true. Yesterday, so I took the day off of work. That was nice.
Oh, that's right.
I made some pants over the day.
Okay.
I tried to meet up with some people to look at like the planetary parade last night.
Mm-hmm.
Very cloudy.
Oh.
So not really the vibe, but cloudy made for like a pretty nice sunset.
That's cool.
So that was cute. Also talked to a friend about one of their friends who had just broken up with their boyfriend.
Okay.
Because turns out their boyfriend kind of sucks.
Ah.
And like has some issues that really affect how they show up in their daily life and their relationship. And so we talked a lot about that, because now they broke up with their boyfriend two nights ago and are back together with their boyfriend yesterday.
Yep.
Classic Alanis Morissette. It takes seven times.
Takes seven times.
But yeah, my friend is like, this is an abusive relationship. Like, this could get, like, dangerous.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. And you can't fucking do anything about
Unfortunately,
it.
Unfortunately, other than just be supportive.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
They were talking about how so when their friend was telling them that they got back together, that my friend was like, this is what you have to do. You have to, like, set your boundaries. You're not allowed. You can't, like, keep giving him money. You can't keep paying for things. I was like, you know what? If you said that, that's okay. If you didn't actually say that, don't say that ever. And they're like, I already said it.
Oh.
It's like, okay.
Man, though, like, knowing and following through, two different things. Knowing what you are not supposed to say and then not saying those things, two different things.
The personal and the professional is very different. Very different.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And like, the sad thing is, people are going to be making their choices, and it's just like kind of a major bummer, all the way around.
Yeah, that is a bummer.
Doesn't really align with what we have been taught to believe.
No, it does not. That's true. Very true.
But then I went out, went to a club, and it was fine.
Okay.
4 out of 10 experience.
Okay.
Kind of disappointing.
That's too bad.
Yeah. And then it's always hard, like, being disappointing, because I'm like, oh, I'm just being too negative.
Right. Yeah, you go into that. I go into, like, oh, I just wasted a night of my life. Which is, like, not a really, neither helpful thought patterns to be in.
That sounds like, so liberating, though, to be, like, because, like, I'm always, like, oh, I can't say that, like, we're not really having a good time, because if I don't have a good time, then they're not going to have a good time, and they're going to be, like, what can I do to help you have a better time? And I'm like,
that's not what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird. At one point, we were in the basement of the club and we were dancing together. And then this random person, like, kept, like, just, like, positioning themselves. Like, it's like if two people are facing each other, they were, like, a third person on that triangle. But, like, it's not like they were dancing or being fun at all. They just kind of were, like, just being there.
That's weird.
And then we would, like, reposition ourselves. And then they would just, like, keep standing close. And it's like, I could use literally anything more in either direction. Like, I don't know if you're trying to
dance
to do anything.
Us. Right.
Because you're not doing anything. Right. I let them, like, am I crazy? Am I
supposed to be doing something in this situation?
Yeah, it's like, can you just tell someone who's in, like, near your space to, like, leave you alone?
Right.
Like, hey, you're actually just harshing my vibe.
Yeah, like, and I don't like what's happening with you right now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Please leave. And they're like,
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, I'm just dancing. I was like, you're clearly not.
That's weird. That's why I stay away from people.
Good point. Good point. You got a good. That's. You got it all figured out.
I got it all figured out. Yep.
So yeah, that was my yesterday. What was your yesterday?
I did work.
Did you?
You know, I also went for coffee with my mom, but I took actual loo time, and told our supervisor. And then I was kind of just chilling in the evening, and then my friend texted me. And we were going to go meet her, like, husband and our group of friends out. And then they were kind of iffy on where they were going. So I just went over to hang out with her for a little while. We had a cocktail. And then we met our friends at one of their apartments. Because one of them had texted to say, like, you guys should come over. So we did.
What was the parking situation like?
We Ubered.
Oh, nice.
But it would have been fine. It was like not downtown, so we would have been totally fine. But of course, our friend didn't tell our other friend whose apartment it was that we were coming over.
Oh, well, that's awkward.
So it, no, it was fine because we're all friends, but we didn't find that out. She texted me this morning and she was like, yeah, he definitely didn't know we were showing up. And I was like, that is a classic our other friend move. Like, such a classic. I'm going to text these people, not tell anyone. But it wasn't like he was inviting us to his friend's house. Like, that would have been weirder. He was inviting us to, like, our collective friend's house, if that makes sense.
No, that didn't make sense. That was the same thing.
Well, it's like, it wasn't like, just a friend of a friend's apartment.
Know each other. Well, yeah, that would be weirder, but you're still inviting someone over to somebody else's house.
Yeah, in our friend group, it felt pretty fine. Also, like, her husband was there. So that also,
One time I had let like a former friend, like I was going over to a former friend's house to do some like car work.
Mm-hmm.
And I let one of our mutual friends know. And then the person that I was going over to, their partner was like, please don't do that again.
Whoa.
And then I think instead of going over, I just drove to my hometown instead. I was like, I've got a better idea. Let me run away 5 hours.
I don't know if I like this energy that's happening.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun. I drank some rosé, hung out, ate a bunch of McDonald's when I got home.
Nuggies?
Yeah, some nuggies. And it was a really fun night.
Do you guys just like hang out and chat?
Yeah, we were just like chilling. We were playing some trivia. We were like
trivia.
Yeah, there
games,
was only like
games,
six of us. We were just, it was really fun.
Yeah.
We were just vibing.
Like being able to hang out and shoot the shit is lovely.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've spent so much time around people who literally just shoot the shit.
Right.
That it's like I'd rather...
We like playing games where it's like we are shooting the shit and doing something at the same time.
Yeah.
Especially if it's kind of that chill vibe.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah,
you could only like talk about everything for so long.
It's true. And
you gotta.
I've known these people for just too long. There's nothing new, you know? No new topics.
Do you think we're just... It's not like we're just shooting the shit on the podcast. We're shooting the shit a little bit.
Yeah.
But our shit travels.
Our shit moves. It moves.
Our shit travels. Yeah. We're like 40 minutes in and we just got to the what have you been up to.
It's true.
Section.
And I do think this is all going to get way more interesting because like next recording is the last recording we will have where we are actually working together.
How much... effort are you putting into my going away? Like I know
I'm
like
doing
you,
nothing.
You did you did some heavy lifting on advocating for my savoriness or savory preferences.
Yeah, that was a weird way to say that.
I'm not upset about it.
Okay.
But I'm wondering like what kind of party are you planning podcast wise?
I'm
I'm walking you down the aisle and you're not going to like make a big deal about it on
so
the podcast.
I'm supposed to. Okay. I'll come up
Will
with something.
Will you at least get Drudd here?
I can. I would love to say
Do
that's
I
within
want
my
Drudd
power.
Here? I don't know.
I would love to say that's within my power. I just don't know if it is.
We can only control ourselves, can't we?
Yeah. Drudd is unpredictable at best.
Or. Predictable at best, and we just don't like the prediction.
Yeah, true. That's a good point. Yeah, well, I guess I'll think of something now that I know that it's expected of me.
Yeah, maybe it'll be like, yeah, I'm not expecting much, but just like a very nice, well-constructed theme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is threaded throughout the podcast and really comes together. You know, I wouldn't say it needs to be, what's the word? Like, it doesn't have to be that special, but I'm expecting a celebration.
Right, of course. Yeah. This is where having a producer would be really helpful. Just saying.
You know, again, it's like that one life lesson that we all have to learn. Nobody's coming to save you.
What if
except yourself.
Do you think if I bought Drud a Diet Coke for every recording that she would feel obligated to do something for the podcast? You know, it's like we can't pay her, but if we pay her in Diet Coke, will she actually start doing things?
Paying people in Diet Coke is technically paying them.
Yeah.
And I think she should be grateful for it.
Yeah, I agree. We've given Drud a lot of airtime on this one.
They're famous.
We can move on. Yeah, I guess I'll plan something. Thanks for expecting that. You got any topics?
Would you like to be able to read people's minds? Okay, hold on. Yeah. I do have some clarifying.
Yeah, I need some clarifying.
Just right off the bat, would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Let's think about it as a superpower first. Would you like to be able to know what other people are thinking?
Is it happening all the time? Can I turn it on and off? Because that's a pretty important piece.
I would assume if you could turn it on and off, you would like to. And if you can't turn it on and off, you would not like to.
I still, even with the on and off, I don't know if I would like to. I'm thinking about, I'm trying to think of a scenario where I would be in where I'd be like, yeah, I need to know what this person, or like it would really help me out if I knew exactly what this person was thinking right now.
Well, that's not necessarily the question. The question gets at don't you wish you could read people's minds sometimes?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I feel like if I was in a high stakes situation, you know, if I was a crime boss or something, then being able to read people's minds, very helpful.
So are you saying if you had the ability to read people's minds, you'd absolutely use those powers for evil?
No, I'm just saying
personal enrichment.
I would need to be in that position first. And then if the mind reading option came around, I'd be much more likely to take it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I want to know what you're thinking about me while I'm facilitating, you know, or what the kids are thinking. My God, just end it all right there.
But don't you also wish that people knew what your expectations were? Don't you ever get into those situations where you kind of forget that people can't read your mind?
I mean, yeah, all the time.
And then being able to read people's minds would be helpful. But also maybe on the level of you get to read their mind, but you also get to see those deeper levels as well.
Yes.
Rather than just hearing the voice or seeing the thought. You're I understand. Reading people's minds, I feel the underlying thing is that you understand people better.
Yeah. The deeper level would be crucial in this scenario. I think part of this is my avoidant nature. And I'm I don't know if I want to be confronted with that at all.
But if you can read everybody's mind, that would probably help you be more avoidant of conflict. You could tell them exactly what they need to hear, clarify things or...
True, but then I would have answers to questions.
Why don't you want to read people's minds? This isn't fun if you don't want to do it. If you just say no all the time, then we can't find the different things that you don't want to do it for.
Okay, I'll pretend I'm saying yes so you can continue.
I don't want you to pretend. I just wish you were different.
Oh, good. I want to know what you were going to continue with this. Did you really think I was going to be yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sorry. I don't want the answers to those questions. This is the thing.
But do you ever act does your brain ever wish that you could read people's minds?
Probably. Yes.
Yeah.
But the thing is this is where my avoidance comes in. Is I'm did you just roll your eyes at me?
Yeah.
You just rolled your eyes at me. My God. I saw all of the whites of your eyes. Anyway, I just don't want to know. I see what you're saying about being able to like avoid conversationally things by reading people's minds, but I would still know it in my head.
Yeah.
I would know what's happening for them, and that does not allow me to avoid it emotionally, which is what I want to do.
Oh, so the avoidance is all about like the emotional avoidance.
Often,
not,
yes.
Not actually just like avoid. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because when I think of avoiding conflict, I want to avoid all of like that scariness and tense. What I want to say
tension.
Tensity, but tension.
Tensity.
Tensity. We got Quack City, Scarcity, Tensity.
Tensity also popped into my head too. So you're not alone.
Thank you. That tension where it's like, I don't know how this is going to go. I like, you know, it's that combination of tension and suspense and anxiety.
Yeah.
Where I wish I knew what I had to do in this situation to relieve the conflict.
Right.
Or to not escalate it. But you're like, the emotions that you're wanting to avoid are like, what emotions are you trying to avoid?
I mean, being uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
doable.
Yeah, this is all like setting me up for success. Can't you tell? Yeah.
The best way to build resilience is to not.
Yeah. To avoid all the things. Yeah.
It's made our working relationship easier.
Me avoiding things?
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. You just get to just truck along, and I'm just there along for the ride. Oh, man.
I always like seeing my laughs like pop up like perfectly spaced intervals on the wave.
Yeah, I'm watching the wave a lot today. I don't know why. I'm really enamored with it.
You're riding the wave.
Yeah. We had a week that tested our resilience.
Yeah.
This week really tested our resilience, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
Like, I can talk, like, it seems like, is there anything more that you'd like
no,
to say?
I don't think we need to get into it.
There were so many times where I would just, like, I would love to yell at some people.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, there was we were, I think, the closest we've been to, like, walking out of a situation this week.
Yeah.
So we didn't.
I just don't know if they know how angry we can be.
Right.
Like how scary we can be.
Yeah, like I can yell. If you want me to, I can freak out.
And oh my God, that one guy who was like doing his best to give a very shameful speech.
Right.
Like just, he was like, let me.
I know. I was like,
you are
keeping this going.
For as much progress as he made, for every step he took forward, he took five steps back.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, I'm saying this and I hope it has an impact. And then I'd feel a little gross if that actually had some impact and that actually like affected how you feel.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna walk that back immediately.
Let me
just undercut every single thing that I'm doing because I am deeply uncomfortable with what's going on.
Yeah. Yep. Don't have much more to say than it was that was what was going on this week. Anyway, reading people's minds. No.
Yeah, reading people's minds. Because there was a podcast that I listened to years ago where the whole premise was like there was like this community. They built like a scientific community working on this project to allow everybody to read everybody's minds.
Okay.
And then like the people who got chosen to test it, they were like, yeah, it's like, and see, like, this is so much less interesting because you're like, nah, I'm good. Probably because you read. You know all the stories anyway.
Every story.
You can you're very good at identifying flaws. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Never get too into it. But yeah, like you start like reading people's minds, and then you're like having sex with your partner and you're like, why did you think of them?
Yeah, that's not like the vibe. I don't think that's the vibe. Also, people think really fucked up things that they never actually want to think.
Well, don't you think that would be a way to like connect with people?
I
look at this thought. I've got the same one.
Maybe. That's fair. I could see that. But I also am like, some of that stuff is like, you don't even need to give it space. Because it's like, it's not a thing that you're wanting to, it's not real. It's just like one of those weird thoughts.
Well, is that one of the wolves that you're not feeding? Because if you don't feed, people are like, if you don't feed the wolf, then the wolf doesn't have any power.
Yeah.
But if you cage the wolf and starve the wolf is going to fucking kill you.
I was more thinking in like the intrusive thoughts realm of things.
Oh, you don't think everybody should be able to see like what I picture when I realize that I could just choose to drive off a bridge?
Yeah, like exactly. Or like, man, what would it feel like if I stabbed this fork into my thigh?
I've never had that,
you know,
pop into my head.
I definitely
should. You say those things out loud?
This is the thing. Don't say that. It's too weird to say out loud.
At one point, you realize just how much free will you do have.
Yeah.
Which I think is really the point of Westworld.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that. But you want to read minds is what I'm getting from this.
No, I just wanted to ask the question. Okay. And now I regret it. Okay. I wish I could read your mind so that I didn't waste 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is what I was going to say, is that I do think sometimes Stefan wishes he could read my mind, because a very common thing that I do is we'll be talking about something and I will change the subject in my head. And it's a very clear subject change. So I will start talking about something else. But it is like often directly responding to something he was still talking about with the first topic. I've moved on. Didn't say that I moved on. Made the connections. It all worked. I like on a different path. And I'll say something and he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm like, oh yeah, I did the thing. I did it again.
Yeah.
And I do it all the time.
I've never had that happen.
Oh, well, that's good.
Like with you, I've never had that happen.
Okay.
So maybe the problem's your relationship.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. I have a little experiment. I know exactly what this podcast would be like if we could read each other's mind. And it would be like this. And like we'd still laugh out loud.
That was a good bit. That was a good bit. Good for you. That was actually pretty good. That was pretty good. Oh my God. Okay. And
arguably, it might just be like giggling and snickering into the microphone, because
honestly,
I feel like
there's
it
probably
would
a market.
Feel safer to say the most foul things on the. It might just turn into like who can make each other laugh.
Right.
With
their thoughts. It would be, there's got to be a market for just listening to people laugh. You know, like ASMR, but just like maybe some weird kinks. I don't want to kink shame. Some kink someone's got, you know, something going on. There's got to be a market.
Yeah.
Just saying.
What's your topic this week?
I don't know. I was thinking
you
about
know
it.
You can actually put some thought into it.
Yeah, I was thinking this morning.
Like not good.
Oh my gosh, this isn't. I don't know if this is a topic, but I have a new crush.
is it book related?
You know, celebrity related.
What?
I think I have a crush on Kylie Kelsey.
Oh.
Yeah. I listen to her.
Do you listen to their podcast?
Sometimes when the like, clips pop up, I listen to the part of it after Super Bowl because I was interested in what they wanted to say, the brothers. Oh, okay, yeah. And then Kylie Kelsey has her own podcast, which I haven't really listened to, but I listened to
her.
Sorry,
that's the one that I was asking.
Oh,
about.
Okay. You said there, so I was thinking the brothers.
Oh, I forgot that you really can't handle pronoun usage.
I just,
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry.
Anyways, I was going to say Kylie Kelsey uses she, her pronouns, but I don't know that for sure. It's an assumption I've made listening to other people talk about her. So that's what I'm going with. Anyways, she was on Call Her Daddy.
Sounded pretty defensive.
That's fair. I felt a little defensive. I didn't know how to explain myself in that situation. She was on Call Her Daddy. And I was like,
call who daddy? Kylie daddy?
I simply cannot.
I don't
the
understand.
The podcast? Call yeah. her daddy?
But who?
What is happening right now?
Who's the daddy? Who's
Alex
daddy?
Cooper.
Who's your daddy?
Alex Cooper is the daddy.
Oh, okay. And who's he?
She.
Wait, I thought it was he. I thought it was her daddy.
What
Wait,
are you saying?
Are they calling? Are they calling someone's daddy?
I hate this so much.
What do you mean?
Are you fucking with me right now?
And does it look like I'm fucking with you right now?
I'm on the fence.
Okay. So Alex,
have you never heard of the podcast Call Her Daddy?
But
okay,
Alex started. Like, is Alex daddy?
Yeah. Alex Cooper
but
is the
Alex
host.
Is
Alex's dad.
Alex Cooper is a woman.
Yes.
Wait, no.
Call
Alex,
her daddy.
Alex is dad.
She is
Alex,
daddy.
Alex is daddy or Alex, comma S daddy. Alex
no.
is daddy.
No. Alex is daddy.
Alex,
I
comma,
hate that
or
sentence.
Apostrophe S?
No. Yes, apostrophe. Possessive.
Alex is daddy. So Alex
is
their daddy.
No.
And
you are fucking with me so hard
no,
right
Alex,
now.
I'm
moving on.
They are daddy.
Yes.
And they're daddy.
I am moving on from this. I hate you. I am feeling strong emotions toward this conversation.
Where do you feel it in your body? Are you feeling a rush of heat?
Yes. Anyways, Anywho. Getting back to my crush. Because you just couldn't let me have something for a moment.
No.
Kylie Kelsey. I just like her.
I think she's taken.
Yeah. That's okay.
Oh. Okay. I didn't know you had that philosophy.
I think she's interesting. I think she's genuine. I like her vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got.
I think... You and the rest of North America.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably, really, yeah. Not an interesting take, probably at all.
Good few years to be a Kelsey.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's all I got. I was watching and I was like, man, okay.
She's a Philly girl.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's from Philly, but.
She is. I think she is from Philly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's the vibe I get.
Yeah, and you're like very rough and tumble.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me kind of thing.
Right.
So.
But sometimes people are faking it, you know? Like you can tell it's not real.
If you and Kylie Kelsey got together, what kind of dynamic would you have? Would it be like other half? Would it be like best friends? Would it be like...
Enemies?
World domination.
We're like
extremely toxic.
I don't know if she would like me.
so anxious.
So anxious enemies.
Anxious enemies.
Neutral. Anxious neutral.
So just a classic heterosexual relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just
slightly
animosity
is a word.
Animosity is a word.
Yeah, but how do I want to use it?
I don't know. Slight animosity?
Well, there wouldn't nothing slight about it. And they would be like, Janet, just tell them to shut the fuck up.
That is the thing, right?
The podcast is called Call Her Daddy, and he's just fucking with you.
God. Yeah, like she seems.
Would
direct.
You call her mommy?
No.
Mother?
Maybe.
Oh.
She seems very direct, and I think I would piss her off.
Do you? Okay, so there's always. Oh, I see.
You know, I can but be like direct sometimes.
Great, great use of great example. I had a question and then I lost it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I'm just too interesting. Can't keep it together. You know what we should do in one episode is interview each other.
Oh, okay.
You know? Like just come up with a bunch of questions.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Maybe when we reboot the podcast.
Reboot the podcast? What's happening to the podcast?
Well, eventually we're going to get to a point where people actually start listening and they're going to be like, who's Drudd? Right. Who are these people? What are these things? That they keep talking about the same thing every week from like the first seven episodes, but it's been like 7 years and I don't even know where to find these first seven episodes. So I can see the necessity to reboot.
Yeah. Doing
you heard
like,
it here first, Myra. Mira? Myra.
Mira.
Mira.
My goodness. Mira.
Mira. Mira and Sophia sitting in a tree.
They're not listening anymore.
L-I-S-T-E-N-I-N-G.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
I don't know. I lost what I was going to say.
Yeah, it seems like we're losing steam.
That was my topic. You got any celebrity crushes?
Not particularly. I have always held a soft spot in my heart for Carey Mulligan.
Carey Mulligan. I'm trying to picture.
Did you? Face. What's the? It's like promising young.
Oh yeah, I like her. That's the main actress.
I think so. Yeah. I actually haven't seen it.
You should.
What is it? Is it Promising Young?
Promising Young Woman. You should see it. It's good.
Yeah. Well, you should see.
I like her.
Oh, you were like, yeah, I should see that.
You got one great for movie. Me?
No, not really.
Okay.
I like Black Widow. I think you should watch Black Widow.
I haven't watched Black Widow. You're right.
You should watch Black Widow. Yeah. I would be really interested in hearing your take on Black Widow.
Okay.
If you ever watch Black Widow, I think being aware. Or like, I see certain things as camp in Black Widow.
Okay.
And it's kind of taking like a classic like spy thriller that might be set in the 80s or like made in the 80s.
Yep.
And doing like a modern interpretation of it.
Okay.
So I think a lot of people are like, oh, this thing is so stupid. But I think if you just see it as like the genre.
Right.
It makes a lot more sense.
Okay. I like that. I can watch that. I am going to get rid of Disney Plus, I think. So I'll have to do that before.
I'm currently paying $3 a month for Disney Plus for another month or two.
Why?
So, it was a trial.
Okay. That's a good one. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to get rid of something. And I think that's the one to go. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Well, that's where we're probably going to end it. Discussing. Yeah, how many? No, it's not interesting.
Yeah, we're going to do our last week of working together this week.
Yeah.
For at least a while.
Yeah.
Maybe it's things will change. It is all confusing.
And if if they decide not to rehire the position and they just leave you on your own, you're not going to do that.
I'm not going to be happy.
Very long.
No.
And then
not
maybe
be
I'll
happy.
Just sneak right back in again.
You'll do
Either
it.
Either way, I'll probably be back.
Yeah. Well, maybe. That makes me feel good. Okay. Just waiting for you to get burnt out so I can swoop back in.
That's how it goes. Gotta be opportunistic.
Gotta be optimistic. Okay.
Well, opportunistic.
Opportunistic. Okay. Yeah. I've got like a frog in my throat, so we better sign off because I'm going to start coughing a bunch.
Okay. Love you all.
We'll see you next week. Talk to you next week.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.